This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين. نفسي بتقوى الله وقد أمرنا بالحق وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah An-Nisa, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you are, death will find you, even if you were in a built-up fortress, even if you were to take all of the protocols necessary to ward off death, even if you were to be the healthiest person in the world, even if you drove the safest car in the world, even if you lived in the safest house in the world, even if all of the factors that are typically present in death are not present around you, yudrikum al-maut, it will catch you when Allah has decreed it to catch you, no matter where you are and what fortress you have built for yourself. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to say frequently, he used to say, yusabbahu kullu imra'an fi ahlihi, that a person wakes up always with his family, or a person wakes up amongst his family. وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ, and death is closer to him than his shoelaces always. It's constantly right in front of you. And no matter how many khutbas we give about death, no matter how frequently we talk about it, nothing actually changes our perspective on life or death like seeing someone that we love pass away. It is the greatest reminder. It's greater than any sermon. It is enough of a reminder to see it unfold before your eyes and to recognize that you too are going to go through those exact same stations as that person. And that's why a person like Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu would weep at the grave until his beard would become wet, recognizing that this is the first station of the stations of the hereafter. And if a person is to pass through this station properly, then everything that follows is good. And if a person was to encounter hardship and punishment in this station, then everything that comes next is hardship and punishment and trial. But there is no point, as we learn from that ayah, or what Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, كُلِّ مْرِئٍ مُصَبَّحًا فِي أَهْلِهِ وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ, that everyone wakes up amongst their family and death is closer to them than their shoelaces. There is no point in trying to escape death. But at the same time, what we learn about these people is that despite how imminent death was always to them, despite how frequently they thought about it, despite how frequently they reminded each other of it, if you saw them, they were still full of life. Not the type of life of vanity or partying or emptiness or superficiality, but full of purpose. And there is a saying that you can't escape death, but death can be a fulfillment. It was as if they were living every day, as if it was their last, making the most of that day, knowing that this life could be taken away from them at any moment. And for that reason, they would not proceed through life lifeless, but they would proceed through life, giving life to what comes after death, giving life to their scale of good deeds, focusing on their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think about the way that we are called to live and how so much is defined in those last moments of our lives, in those moments when we are buried, in those moments when the people bid us farewell. So much is to be learned about an individual in those days. And subhanAllah, as we lost our brother Ala, rahimahullah ta'ala, I was shocked, and his family is here, to hear how much he used to talk about death and the idea of dying young. You'd never know it when you look at a person like that. A person who seems so full of life and who's always taking care of his family and making preparations and full of happiness and joy. What do you mean, thinking about death frequently? But it wasn't a paralyzing type of thought of death. It's the type of thought about death that makes you prepare, that makes you ready, that makes you want to do everything right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people around you, so that when that moment comes, which you don't know when it will come, everything would have lined up properly. Everything would have been in perfect alignment at that point. Now, obviously, everyone's record is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْسَبُهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We see him as being one of the righteous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our husna dhan in Allah azza wa jal, our good expectation of Allah, that he take care of Ala rahimahullah ta'ala, that he grant him shahada, and that he take care of Hafid Rayhan, who passed away this morning on this day of Jum'ah due to a drowning accident, and that he make him a shaheed. Both of them are neighbors of the masjid, but now we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them neighbors amongst the souls of the believers, neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. There is nothing you can do to anticipate the moment. There is no fortress you can build. But there is an internal preparation that manifests itself in sallu salatin muwadda. Pray as if it is your last prayer. Are you satisfied meeting Allah with this salah as your last prayer? Every time you speak to those that you love, make sure you're speaking to them as if you're having a final conversation. Don't try to win an argument, but instead, try to win their testimony in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. How amazing it is to have a mother and a mother-in-law to say, "Ya Allah, I'm pleased with him," as they bury him. How amazing it is to have a spouse that can only utter good, to have everyone say only good about you when you pass away. Wa antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our testimony for our brother. And as I was thinking, subhanAllah, about the way that this all transpired, and there are so many things that happened to us in the last few days that we can't even process what we've just seen. This is too much to process in terms of what we've just seen. You can see his house out the window. As I think about this, subhanAllah, his wife Noor bidding farewell to him with her baby not yet out of the womb, hugging her husband for the last time who has left this dunya, and the baby that has not yet entered into this dunya. Both of them exist under the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way that we exist. And you think about how temporary and how quick the coming into this life and the leaving of this life is. It's incredible. It's incredible. It only takes a few seconds for a person to die suddenly. Sudden death. Sudden car accident. It only takes a minute for years and years and years of life and building the perfect life in this world to be taken away. But the souls are in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the wisest soul is the one that makes the most of this limited world to unlock the unlimited Jannah and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that awaits us in our existence. And so we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as Ala left behind his wife Noor, light, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with Noor, with light. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as Noor bid farewell to her husband Ala, that Allah gather their family in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as Rayhan, Hafid Rayhan, left this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave, as the hadith from At-Tirmidhi says, from the scent of Rayhan, the scent of that sweet basil, in his grave from Al-Jannah. Allahumma ameen. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his wife, Maryam, who is now left with a baby, is taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of Maryam alayhi salam and her baby. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all in al-Firdaws al-A'la, that Allah forgive us for our shortcomings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to leave this world without any more of its burdens, that when we die, our sins die with us, that when we leave this world, that no one has a right upon us due to an oppression or due to some harm that we caused against them. And that when we leave this world, that we sincerely had prepared for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily, if that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good one, then our existence is a good existence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of existence in eternity, surrounding our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eternal gardens. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa la'udwana illa ala al-zalameen, wa la'aqibatu al-muttaqeen. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Dear brothers and sisters, just in closing, I want to say to the families, especially the family of Brother Ala Noor, Jazakumullahu khairan for all that you have done for this community, and we are one family here. And as we send back Brother Rayhan to his family in Pakistan, that we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with our brother in Al-Jannah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort all of you that have been through this tragedy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your hearts and fill your scales with his reward and with his ridwan, with his pleasure. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma fir al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu da'wat. Allahumma khfir lana warhamna wa'afu anna wa la tu'adhibna. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمائه يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقيم الصلاة.